Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We check the basics, cut costs anywhere, stay the course. That's the observation of Bill Johnson, CEO of Farm Credit Mid-America. After 5 years of good prices, farmers now face the down cycle.
We've seen commodity prices dramatically decrease over the last 2 years. It's a time of stress for Kentucky farmers, and we've seen it not only in crops, but also some challenges in the livestock area as well. And so right now is a time of really looking at making sure that everyone has done a good job managing their expenses, looking at forward contracting, you know, the basics of being in an agricultural business, just to make sure that everything has been done to ensure that they can be as successful as they can, given some of the challenges of the marketplace.
Johnson recently addressed the Louisville Ag Club, where he noted in those good years, Farm Credit encouraged interest rate lock-ins, and continues that advice.
We're still at all-time historical lows, and you don't want to be the last one. Anyone that's held off, this would be a great time to lock in a 15, 20-year mortgage so that the interest rate is predictable. And that's one thing you can control. And so there's many things in farming that you can't control, but the interest rate is something that you can.
He says after 5 years of good prices, fully aware of agriculture's cyclical nature, most farmers have planned accordingly. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Farm Credit began in 1908 when President Theodore Roosevelt appointed a Country Life Commission to address various problems facing a predominantly rural population, like adequate credit. Farm Credit Mid-America, says Bill Johnson, emerged from that about 10 years later.
One thing that Farm Credit's pretty excited about is this is our 100th year. Our centennial celebration is this year, and so our roots go back to 1916. And so we are very excited about being able to say that our business has been in place for 100 years, but we're more excited about the next 100 years. And we're looking at how is agriculture changing. How should we be changing to make sure that we're ready for the next 5 to 10 to many more years into the future and that we'll be here for farmers in Kentucky at the next 100th celebration?
Farm Credit Mid-America serves Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.